Hey kids, do you like Shakespeare?
Yeah!
How about acting in general?
Yeah!
I like it!
Well kids, how would you feel if you were on your very own show, where you could act and express yourself all at the same time?
Ooh!
Well, that can all happen if you sign up for I Second That Emotion, which is a new acting show that goes through all the emotions of the human mind and sets them out each week as a challenge. We give you a monologue you can choose, or you can go out on the internet and search your own. The challenge is, though, that you have to have a monologue from that emotion.
Ah!
But remember, kids, each week the challenges get harder, and each week the stakes get higher. The emotions will get more intense, and some of you might not make it through. But you gotta remember, stick through to the end, and your perseverance will be rewarded. After all, you might just win.
Wow!
So kids, what do you say? Do you want to sign up?
Yay!
Great!
I like his voice, first of all. I don't know if I've ever heard his speaking voice. I know he's been on shows where he spoke, but I don't know if I've ever heard him speak. Was he on Anna?
Yeah, for a bit.
Oh,
he was the guy that did the Gollum voice first, and then actually...
Oh, okay, that's why I don't remember his speaking voice. I liked the Gollum voice, though.
It was really good, it just was not appropriate for the show. It was, like, really good, though.
While I understand why you pitched it the way you did, it was kind of like a skit, I don't know if it felt a little condescending, and it confused me a little bit in that I couldn't tell if it was, like, a show for children or if it was, like, a show for adults. I assume it was a show for adults.
Yeah, I think it made it sound like a children's show.
But I mean, most of the time you're not pitching ideas. You're not doing that in audio form, so it's not really that big of a deal. Because like when he types the audition thread, it'll be more clear, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I like acting shows, as I've said several times. I like more acting shows. My question is, are there eliminations? Because there was a point where you said you could be eliminated. And I assume that means there's elimination every week, but I didn't get that from the thing. I was curious if it was like that or... Because there's like a new trend now of shows where there's no eliminations. I was wondering if it was like that.
Yeah, and the other thing I wasn't sure about is it all based on emotion? So like one week you have to do like a monologue where you're angry, and then another week you have to do a monologue where you're upset?
That to me, I think is what he was saying. That seemed pretty clear to me. The other thing that was confusing, I'm not trying to pick apart your pitch, but if you're going to type out, like if you were to type this out as your audition title, which I'm sure you wouldn't do, it would be confusing. Is you started with, hey kids, do you like Shakespeare? How about all acting? And then I was like, well, is it like a Shakespeare competition? Because that's what the first thing I thought. And a lot of times people don't read all the audition threads, so you have to catch them. Like
yeah,
if you said just type,
hey
kids.
I was confused about that. Also, an interesting thought just for you as like, I mean, like I'm not trying to like tell you what to do, but I'm curious if like you would do maybe like a monologue where it could be like, it could be a sad monologue, or it could also be like a cheerful monologue. Like, do you know what I mean? So, like,
or,
people would do like the same monologue, but then change the emotion that they had to do on it.
Yeah, or like take a monologue that's obviously angry in the text, and they have to make it, scared or something.
So.
I like this show, though. I like the idea of it, and I think it would be an interesting show to listen to because everybody has such a different interpretation of like anger. Like some people get really calm when they're like with their anger, and then some people yell. Lesser actors usually just yell, but like stronger actors can do angry, very like subdued. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be cool to hear that how different people interpret the different challenges.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be like this could be a really interesting competition to flesh out like raw emotion, but also kind of like working on subtleties as well. I think that would be a really good thing for like actors to work on.
And I really like the name of your show, I Second That Emotion.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
And then it gets the song stuck in my head. Okay, so that was Copper. Let's move on to the final one, which is another submission from Zane. He says he's introducing a new character and he's excited to hear how VH will react to it.
I'm excited to hear it.
I'm excited and terrified. Let's do this.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, everybody. This is my audition for the next best thing. Yes, I'm doing this alone.
Not quite alone. Not quite.
Okay, yeah. For any people who don't know this is the racist puppy. Yes. Say hi for them, racist puppy. Or puppy.
You can just call me, yeah, either racist or puppy. I don't care which. Either one suits me just fine.
Okay, yeah. So this is the racist puppy. Very kind of racist. Yeah. Okay, but no, seriously though, this is the submission. Can you, actually, you know what, racist puppy? Why don't you tell him about it?
Okay, wait, is this a white guy? I don't like white guys that much.
But you're white.
I don't care. Oh, I'm racist against myself too. It's very hard to be me right now. Very hard.
Okay, I think he's in another midlife crisis, but still, okay. Can you tell him about the competition? Stay on focus. Focus, focus.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so this competition's called, what's, hold on. I gotta hear somewhere. it's called Can You Parody the Song? Yeah. It's Can You Parody the Song? And, the competition is about,
Didn't you freaking read it? Didn't you already know about all this stuff when you signed up for this?
No, not really. I just glanced and said, okay, I'll do it.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna, why am I doing this? I don't know. Okay, continue. All right. So basically you have 1 week.
Hey, I'm not finished yet.
I need to get this done as quickly as possible right now, all right? So, you have 2 weeks to parody one song. All right, so this is about 14-week competition right now.
Yeah, and, more so, you also get to pick out two different artists. Different artists might actually be hit more than others. Like, 1 week, we could be doing Lady Gaga, or next week, Katy Perry, and so on and so forth. Also, they could be doing a, what is it? A genre.
Yeah, that's right. Picking through different genre is something there. I thought it was going to be interesting because we go from rock, pop, classical, country, and try to actually do this. Also, there's going to be themes. And themes will be
done so differently because, because these themes are awesome. Very much so. Like, you have love, hate, like, you're parodying a song, but you have to be kind of funny, yet you're mad at somebody. It's kind of, in a way, that's oxymoronic, but you know what I mean. Actually, about songs that are about love, hate, any of those things that work perfectly.
Yeah, what he said about that. So, really, who is the next best thing? Can you?
Parody!
The
song!
Oh yeah, we are the next best thing. So pick us. So this has been Zane and
the racist puppy.
Really, did you have to, whatever. This is all the time we got, so hopefully you enjoyed. This is Can You
Parody the Song! Oh yeah, see you guys later! I hate myself because I'm white. Well, that's a little moronic, oxymoronic, but no, see you guys.
Yeah, see ya.
Okay.
Zane.
He wanted to know our opinion of his new character, so. While we're not critiquing his character, since he asked, he would like our opinion.
I don't understand how the puppy is racist.
Well, I'm glad it didn't get too racist. When he said it was a racist puppy, I was like, oh no.
Well, like,
I think it's okay if the puppy's racist against white people, I think that's more okay since Zane is white. Yeah. I think if it was racist against, like,
there was no racism. There was no actual racism. But then that also confused me because I was like, why is it called
A lot of dogs I know are racist.
Oh, really? This is nice to me.
Like, whenever a black person walks by, the dog starts barking and stuff. It's weird. But then I imagine, like, if it's a black person's dog, it probably barks at white people.
Yeah, so it goes both ways.
The dogs are equally racist.
Equal opportunity racists.
The equal opportunity racists. There's a special place in hell for racist animals. I take that back. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, about the show idea. This, again, it's going to be a hard sell because you're asking people to record a song and write a parody for it in 1 week. And I don't know that there's enough people that write parodies that will audition. However, there's people like Gil Dragon where this competition is like made for that person. So like, there will be some people that are like be way into it.
I feel like this caters to very specific people.
Yeah, I feel like
it would be really hard. Like, I know I suck at writing parodies, and so it would be like super hard for me. So
I feel like the hook is not strong enough to keep people that just enter on a whim. However, I don't know. I feel like you've already done this show though. And it never finished.
Yeah, didn't he do like Can You Parody before?
I was on a show called Can You Parody, so if he didn't do it then somebody else has already done it.
Oh.
But it only went like one episode and then like it never I never heard anything about it. But that was just Can You Parody. This is Can You Parody a Song.
Okay.
It's different. And this also has is the racist puppy like gonna be like on the show all the time or what's the deal?
I mean, it sounded. Yeah, it sounded like it was. Like, he was like, pick us, meaning him and the racist puppy. So I'm assuming
Racist
puppy is like a continual thing.
I'm going to vote no on the racist puppy if it's going to get racist against, like, I don't know.
If it's going to get legitimately racist, I think it shouldn't, shouldn't exist.
Just a character called the racist puppy is...
Yeah. Why can't he be like the nerdy puppy or something like that?
Well, there was an incident on I don't know.
Yeah. There was an incident.
There was an incident on his on the Epic Awesome Show where he said a bunch of he was repeating a comedy act from like a Latino comic, and he was talking about like fried chicken and African Americans, and then like it turned into him being a racist puppy, and then that's the last episode of the Epic Awesome Show. So
That's probably
where it came from.
Yeah, I feel as though...
that was probably an inappropriate story to tell on this show, too. I probably should not have told that.
No, it's fine.
Maybe you should edit that out.
I mean, I don't think it's inappropriate. You didn't say anything.
Anyway, about...
Like, I just think that... I think that if you... First, I think this show would be hard to get people on because I think it does cater certain people, and I think that, like, some people might... back off. I think the summer would be a good time to do it if you are going to do it because people have more time. So I think like now is the time for a show like this. But I think that it would be hard to find people who are going to write stuff.
And then the other thing about it is, I know I'm spending a lot of time on the puppy here, but as a character, I liked the puppy voice that you did, but like the fact that it's named the racist puppy really scares me. And I don't know, like, what that entails. There was nothing on when he talked in this skit that was, like, offensive, but I don't know.
No, there was
like,
nothing offensive. The name is, like, weird.
I'm
like,
worried that it's...
He should have made it, like, a different name. Like, because the voice was fine.
Well, I used to call him a racist puppy. That's where he got it from.
Oh.
I don't know.
But he still could use that voice and change the name, though.
I like the voice and the character... I didn't like the name. Makes me feel like name makes me feel like the character could go south at any minute.
Said
so therefore,
racist puppy, and I was like, oh.
Whenever
shit.
I hear the character talking, I start getting stressed out that he's going to say something that I'm going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do results.
Okay.
For me, the winner tonight was Acting Up, the Russ and Medity show.
Yes. I agree. I think theirs was the most organized and the most, like, one that had the most draw. And I think VH has a need for that type of show.
Yeah.
So I think that was definitely a solid pitch. Also, their pitch made sense. Like,
yeah, their pitch was the only pitch tonight that I could follow.
Yeah.
The second most coherent pitch, I think, was I Second That Emotion. Because I sort of got the idea of the show. I just think there were a couple things that were confusing.
Yeah.
But
I think
I'm not
flesh that show out and make it really good. So
I mean, I second that a motion should go through, I think.
I would agree. I don't know. Do I have say in this? I don't know.
No, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. You have say in this.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I think so.
And then Date Me is intriguing. I don't fully understand it, but I want to hear more. So I put that through as well.
Yeah, I put Date Me through just because it sounds so different. And I like the idea that it could possibly lead to a radio play.
Yeah.
A lot. And then, like, that really makes me happy.
I'm willing to give Zane and the Racist Puppy another chance even as well. But if it gets if there's even a hint of, like, offensive material from this puppy, I'm going to kick it off the show.
Yeah. The show itself makes me nervous.
I'm not sold 100% on the show itself either.
Yeah, I think he pitched other things to this show, right?
Yeah, his other show is better to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
But like, I'm not being too picky this first one. I mean, I think all the ideas have merit, and I'm willing to give them a chance. The next challenge, you have to record the intro for your show. Make me love it. Make us love your intro. Act like it's the intro for the first episode and make us excited.
Get us pumped. Be like, yeah, I'm on this show, and I am proud to be on this show because it's going to be awesome.
And if you're going to have the same judges all the time, have them involved as well. That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if people know who their judges are, they should definitely have them in the intro.
Yeah. So that's the next theme. It's due Wednesday by 11:59 p.m. Eastern.
So
the other people have kind of a jump on you guys, but that's everybody else's fault for not submitting the first time, except Toppers, who I lost his audition, so I apologize, Copper. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Good night.